identity. So that's the negator locking it. Let's go into what we learned for Ikkar this week. The Gemara says, Omer Rabba, Baila v'ir, in chayshah shemei shem yichud. If a husband is in the city, the ear, and we'll see soon exactly what's defined by an ear, there's no chash to be misyachad with his wife. As a machlokes rishonim pashta, so how to understand what's in the Baila v'ir, just because the husband's in the city, we're not chayshah shem yichud. Rashi says, the mitzvah of the Baal hashta osir. Rashi says that the reason why there's no Isra of Yichud when the husband is in the city is because his wife is always going to be scared that maybe he's going to catch her being over Isra. So she always has a certain fear that the husband is going to actually come and catch her being over an Isra. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch use the same motion, says like this, Isha Shabbai lo bi'ir, Ein chashin lo siyachar imo, mipnei she'emis bailo aloha. Doesn't use the lashon of that he's scared that he's going to get caught. He uses the lashon because there's an emor, there's a fear when the husband's in the city. There's a fear emor's bailola. So someone will be medayik. Chido brings from Pesukim like this that the shita Rambam is that it's not totally in the fact that the husband has the ability to come in and break the yichud. It's the fact, the mere fact that the husband is around, the wife is scared, but she's scared to be even yisr because he has the fear of the husband. The Chazanish used the lashon that yichud, that the heter bailo b'ir is a nerve. It's a nerve. She's nervous. There's no real reason for it. There's no cheshbon that maybe the husband's going to come in the middle. It's a nerve. She has a certain fright that maybe not that he's going to come, but she's just scared of him because of the fact that he's around. She's scared to be over the Isra. Now, obviously, this is a tremendous nafkamino la'alocha. The Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Nitzvah Yisrael brings from the Chochem Asadim like this. He says that cholze dafka be'beisa. The whole hat of Baila Be'ir is dafka when it's in the woman's house. There's always a fright that the husband is going to come home to the house. And there's no issue of Yichud when it's Baila Be'ir. If someone's wife goes to a different house, so the husband has no idea where his wife is. In Amos Baila, Rashi says that the breaking of Yichud, the mocking with Baila Be'ir, the chash is going to come. But if the husband has no idea where his wife is, she went to someone else's house, she went to a basement store, and there's a man there, and there's Isra of Yichud, there's no heter of Baila Be'ir. Dr. Chas Masodim and the Chas Chaim brings it down, halacha, because the whole chash is that Shema Yavah, you know, obviously in such a case, there's no chash that he's going to come. There Moshe brings this down, he adds to that, and he hopes the Chachmas Adam would agree to this, is that if the husband knows where the wife is going, or where she frequents, it doesn't have to be that she knows that she went there now, but if she's not home, she's very often by this and this neighbor, or she's in this and this store, whatever her place is where she frequents, that itself would be, even according to the Chachmas Adam, would be enough. That's a Ramosha adds according to the Chachmas Adam. But upon him, Shittas of the Chachmas Adam and Chafetz Chaim Paskins like this, and a lot of Paskins like this, the whole Heter Baila Be'ir is only in a place where there's a possibility that the husband's going to come and pop in. If there's no possibility the Chalal is going to come because he doesn't know where it is, there is no Heter of Baila Be'ir.
She holds the cell phone, does that help any?
You hold the cell phone.
Okay.
He doesn't know. So she tells her. She tells him, "I'm in this and this place," and then it will take care of the problem.
You can call at any time.
She doesn't have to answer the phone.
The landline.
I don't know if you always answer.
The landline is. Huh?
No. So you have the sheet of the chidah and the chazanish argues on this. The chazanish holds. We mentioned that the issue of yichud is a nerve. It's a nerve and a certain nervousness again. This is a tremendous machlokes in the Poskim. You have the one side, you have the Chochmas Adam, you have the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yashar is machmer, a lot of Poskim which are machmer. This connected that there is a Chazanish and a Chidah which are make on this halacha. The Mokim Tzoras God also which ask a Shaila. There are some Poskim which are chayit from the Reis and the chayit should be lechumra. There are a certain Poskim even for Eifoshaim like what he said that the Mokim Tzoras God. One could be mekel according to the Chazanish and the Chidah. But this child obviously plays itself out in a bunch of different Eifanim as well. If let's say the case is that the husband called his wife at a time and she saw that the caller ID that he was calling from a place that's an hour away. So she knows there's no possibility for the husband to come pop in because he's an hour away. It's impossible for him to reach during that time. So So in such a case also we'll be totally in the same machloites. According to the Chachmasad and the Chavetz Chaim of the Asir, according to Chidon, according to Chazanesh, in such a case we'll be Motze. So from Rav Ozner, he has a very interesting nekuda. It says like this. He says that the Chazanish and that the Chidah want to say that there's a certain nervousness that a wife has when her husband's in town. It's like this. The concept that a husband might come and pop in, that's shayach b'chol hazmanim, and it would always. Aval emes b'ayla alo, the concept that a wife has a certain fear from her husband. Maybe some people identify with this. It's totally in a certain sneers and a certain achno that she has to her husband. Who says that this concept that the wife is so scared of her husband, the shaykh in all his manim and all times? Today it used to be much more that the woman stayed in her house and she was totally nichnat to her husband. There was a concept that she was so nervous from her husband. Says Mishaya, who says that this whole concept of the certain fright that she has from her husband, who says that shaykh b'chol hazmanim, and mainly wants to say that an extra svara, that even the chidah wants to say that maybe it's mutter, there's an extra svara to say that this will be also, because who said that this din is shaykh b'chol hazmanim? Because the Chazanish understands that the Bible of the year has nothing to do with the fact that he's coming. So we'll see in a minute what defines the year. But it could be that there's an ear. There's a Kesef Tashem. There's others that say that the ear could be a very, very large ear. The ear doesn't have to be. We'll get to that in a minute. So far we have one machlokes b'negeya. The halacha when the husband does not have the ability to, doesn't know where his wife is, or the Matthias can't come, as to whether or not that would be a heter of Baal Abir based on that. There's another machlokes, which is totally a different nekuda between the Chachmas Adam and the Shaar Paiskim, is what happens if the husband gave reshus for his wife to be netiachet with this person. He said that, you know, I'm going to a business meeting, I'm going to be in this and this place. He said, no problem, you can lock the door. And he gives a reshus to be nisyachet with a person. Does that take away the heter of Baal Abir? So the Chachmas Adam, and again this is brought down the Chavetz Chaim as well, says that the heter of Baal Abir gets lost based on this. It says, Vim holcho b'reshus Baila, v'koshikin k'shar Baila nosan reshus l'daber emish achar doves seisa, v'luskar hadelas, and to lock the door, p'shita da'asa. Chachmas Adam, Chavetz Chaim, brings this down, because it's poshut that in such a case, where he gave a reshus, that it's asa. And the svara would be, and he says this interesting svara. He says that his mashma, even when it's not locked, when it's locked, it'll be much more poshut to say, because the husband's going to come home, so then he's going to see you being nisyachet with the person. He's not going to be chayish anything. What's the problem? He gave her a shush to be nisyachet. So the binas odom, which is written by the Chacham Sofim, explains that's the whole svara. He explains that even as a svara of libe gaspo, why there's a heter why loses the heter by labir, is that it's totally different. The shas yichud, the Baal is going to be chayish and start investigating as to whether or not they're being going to be Yisurin. If at the time of being Nisyachid, it's going to be Mu'ur, the Baal to start investigating and seeing if she's been going to be Yisurin, then it would be a heter of Baal Abir. If it's the type of person, if it's a Liba Gaspa, or the Baal gave Rishos, so then there's no Issur to be Nisyachid, that doesn't help the heter of Baal Abir, because even if the Baal is going to come, and he's going to see that there was Yichid between this man and this woman, between his wife and this other man, he's not going to be chayish anything, he's not going to make any investigation, and the Mela loses the heter of Baal Abir. So that's the Shita of the Chacham Sodom. So I said, this Chumra of the Chacham Sodom, a lot of places can argue with. And again, it would be very negative, because even if you have a repairman that comes to your house, according to the Chachmas Adam, if the husband knows that the repairman is supposed to be coming to the house at a certain time, you lose the heter of Baal Abir, because the husband gave permission for them to be Yichud.
So,
well, it's Beisa, but it has the other Chassar. That means the two things are not totally there. Even if it's Beisa and he knows that he's there, but here the Chassar, the fact that he gave Rishus for her to be Nisyachad with her. The husband lets her come in. So he gave Rishus, and he gave Rishus to lock the door. I guess if he didn't give Rishus to lock the door, it might be a little better. But if he gave Rishus for her to close the door and to lock it, then it would be a Chassar of, according to the Chachmas Adam, he would lose the Heter of Baal Abir. The Meiser, the Rav Yashav, and the Chazon Ish both make to argue with this Chacham Sadam, and the Svar is they argue in the Kama Taimim. Go into now, but the Meiser they argue on this halacha, and they hold that there's a het, there is a heter of Baila Beir, even in Mokum Megim Rishus to be Nisyachad. Rav Moshe says that Lachatchila one should be Chayish for the Chacham Sadam. The Mokum Tzarech, he says he could be Mekel. Rav Moshe is in between. Now let's go into defining what does it mean that there's an ear. The Moshe in the Tshuva says like this. He says, let's first start with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, brings two letters from the Chazon Ish. He brings one letter in Tavshin Yud Gimel that Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan, two different cities, that does not have a heter of Baal Aviv. Since it's two different cities, there's no heter of Baal Aviv. In Tavshin Chof Ches, there's another letter, and he says, Asha Kemat Borer, Shekayoyim, Bnei Brak of Tel Aviv, Ir Achas Mamish, Mikama Shana. It's already a bunch of years that Bnei Brak and Tel Aviv became one city. Shein Bnei Hefzik Lachalkin Lishtei Yoritz. There's no chilik, there's nothing being mabbed with them. There's continuous along the whole way, there's people, and there's nothing blocking it, so it's considered one city. Then Kain Habele Baila Be'ir. Says, Befrat Bezmaneinu, Sheyochel Lovoi Memokim Avedosei, Beshokala. It's easy to come from a place where he's working, Aide Taxi. Near the Vandi, the Nikra Baila Be'ir. So that's called Zichar Baila Be'ir. And the Svar of the Chazon Ish seems to be that the Cheshbon of Baila Be'ir is not telling the shame of the city. It has to do with, and the Frat, if you go with the Cheshbon, then maybe he's going to come. The Chazon Ish doesn't go with the Cheshbon, but if you go with the Cheshbon, then maybe he's going to come. It has nothing to do with the shame ear necessarily. It has to do with the fact that he has the ability to possibly come. And so he could be, if it's Shiaris Mitzuyas, he could be Tel Aviv, it could be Nebra, it could be Ramat Gan. It doesn't make a difference. As long as it's something that it's very Shchiyah, that people go from one place to another place, it all has the heter of Baal Be'ir. And the Svara is, if you go with the Svara of Shema Yavei Abal, the Baal could possibly come. So as long as it's close enough proximity that he might come, so here is sort of according to this, sort of Lav Dafka.
Ramosha. You mean in the first Mishav that?
Because I guess the people didn't just, it wasn't like today, it just happened to a bus or a taxi and just went from one place to another place. When you were here, and you didn't necessarily travel, it wasn't shchiyah for a person to go back and forth. Here it becomes, you take a taxi, and it happened to a car, and you go back and forth, and it's not, so just because one is called Passaic, one's called Clifton, it might be technically different cities, the fact that the name of the city is not an inhibitant to a person going back and forth at all.
Yeah, the question is in hand.
Right, so see, I don't know the answer. I don't have to say it's hard. Rav Moshe goes like this. Rav Moshe does like, give me a second. Rav Moshe is talking about
it. What? Depends if it's during rush hour.
What?
Depends if it's during rush hour. You can't get anywhere.
That could depend. You see, there's two different akutas. There's one where you know what time your husband left, and you know that he can't come back. That's one akuta, and that's where rush hour might make a difference. The other one is you don't know when he left. Maybe he left at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So then, as a rush hour won't necessarily be a big chassar. So Moshe seems to them on that the whole New York, again, he's talking about traveling 2 hours there and 2 hours back, and he called 2 hours away, and he considers that also considered within one city. But Moshe says like this, and this is Negei Yishai. Let's say a person goes to work in he lives in Passaic, and the husband every morning gets on the bus or drives or train, whatever, however he gets, he goes into the city, and he has a job, he's there from 9 to 5, and then he comes back at night. So you have a hetzer of Baal Be'ir during that time. So Moshe says like this, in New York, they go to a job of a Shoyes Rabbis. And a person cannot go back during these Shoyes. They can't just take off of work. Can't just come home. He's mechalak like this. If the person's working for himself and he has the ability to come home, even though he usually doesn't come home, there Moshe is matter. Moshe says that the fact that he has the possibility to come home, that in itself takes care of the problem of Baal Be'ir. Masha Enkein, if the kid, he's working for someone else and his boss doesn't just give him off, he can't just take off in the middle of the day and decide to come home again. This should really be defined by the type of job that the person has. If the person has, let's say a person works in a store, and he's working for someone else, and he runs the store. He can't just one day, close up the store and come home. He's working for someone else. The store got fired. He can't just close up the store. So he's working for himself. Even though Ramosha says his only inhibitant of that is to make money, but Lamais, it's possible he's gonna decide he wants to come home. So that's enough. Jenkins, if he's working for someone else, after Ramosha, and Ramosha is passing the chumra on this, that if he's working for someone else, and you always have to be nervous that he's not gonna want to, that he's not gonna, can't come home in the middle of the day. And Ramosha says you lose the heter of Baila Beir Bechiai Gavna, where he's working for someone else, and it takes him during the time when he has to be at work, he cannot have the heter of Baila Beir. Well, according to Chazanish, does not right. Correct. If you're going to the Chazanish, that the person has the ability to be home, then the whole halacha is not negated. So, because it has nothing to do with the poil being out, it's the fact that she's around. I saw from Revolzi, right? Like if you spoke on the telephone with, and you know it's an hour away. Okay, it makes more mitzvahs. She's more attached to the husband then because she just spoke to him than the other way around. So again, it's two different svaras. But you want to go to Chumra and Benegeya, the Chas Masan, the Chafetz Chaim, merchants to go like that. And that Yichud is telling that the Baal might be able to come. So if he's working for someone else, there is no heter of Baal Abiyah. Now, Rabbi Yashiv argues on this. Rabbi Yashiv holds that as long as it's, let's say he went to work, and as long as it's enough time that it takes him to travel back, as long as it's possible that he's going to come, there is always a heter of Baal Abiyah. The same is true, and this I think maybe Kabir Moshe would agree to as well. Let's say a person went to Davin. Was that for Shachas? Now, even though the past 10 years he never came home Mullah Shachas, is there a heter of Baal Abiyah during that time? So the Yashiv writes over there that there is a heter of Baal Abiyah. As long as it's Shayach when it sees him to come back, as long as he has the ability to come back, even though it's not the Derethan, he goes out the night side and his Mashunda Gemasmet, he always stays during the Shir, goes to the Abiyami Shir, he never comes. Well, it's always a possibility. That's enough, and it could be your emotion related to that as well, that's enough to create that maybe he's going to come, and it would still have the heter of Baal Abiyah, even though it's not normal for the husband to come home during that time. So now we discuss where Baal Abiyah is Mutter. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch Haskins that the Mokum is Liboy Gaspa, there you lose the heter of Baal Abiyah. So what does it mean, the concept of Liboy Gaspa? So the example that's given in the Gemara is let's go in Shulchan Aruch. Shagodla Imoy, Oishu Kreivosa. That it was Godly Iman, and that's the case of the Gemara, brought up together with this person, a certain neighbor, and you know her from when she's a little kid, so there's a certain kirva that you have to that person. Oishu Kribal, say, where's the Karav? In all these cases, really, it's Yachid Iman, Afshem, Balabir. That's what the Mechaba Paskins. So now, the Varalocha speaks out that just because you have, let's go to a Karav, you have an aunt that lives in Eretz Yisrael, you barely ever met her. Is that Isser of just because of the Karav, does that create a Liboy Gaspa? So the Ra'alach says that the Dova Pasha, that Liboy Gaspa is does not mean that. Liboy Gaspa doesn't mean just because it happens to be a Karav that automatically creates an Isser. Liboy Gaspa is, and the Karav that was a Derech then, the Karav used to live in the same town, and then whenever there was a Simcha and they helped each other, there was much more of an involvement between them. So then the Svara of Karav is that it's Liboy Gaspa, you have a Shaychas to the person, and Melavir with Chayesh that even when it's Baal Abiyah, there's Isser of Yuchel. That's what he says. The Karav is not automatic. So what is the Hagdara? So the Dvar Locha says, and the Chayr, this is a Shtikol of Chumra, says like this. It says if you wouldn't be embarrassed to ask the person for a favor, you go to your Karav, and you need a favor from the person. You wouldn't be embarrassed to call up that person. It's enough, you're close enough in relationship to the person that you wouldn't be embarrassed to ask them for something. So that's enough to create the Liboy Gaspa. According to that, that's a tremendous chumra. Basically, a lot of people, you know, Liboy Gaspa, and Liboy Gaspa, even though the cases are Karav and Godly Imay, any person who has a Liboy Gaspa would be an Isser of Yichud. So if it's enough that you wouldn't stare to ask the person for a favor, a lot of neighbors would be Liboy Gaspa, what's the Hagdara? So that's what I heard from Felder. He wanted to say that he wanted to give a different Hagdara. He wanted to say that it's a type of relationship where you don't stare at that, talk to her. Let's say you have a conversation. So let's say you have a sister-in-law. Go over to the house. Some people that have a relationship with their sister-in-law, this is a basic hello, obviously a cordial relationship, but they're not sitting there. They wouldn't sit down if the husband's not around and just schmooze for a half hour. They wouldn't, it's not the type of relationship. That's not called Liboy Gaspa. But if it's a tight relationship, when the husband's not there, and you want to, you know, something happened in the world, and you want to discuss about what's going on in the world, and you say you have no problem sitting and schmoozing with the person, that's called the libeganza. So libeganza means that if you have enough of a relationship with the person that you have no problem sitting and discussing an issue with that person, the makom where your husband's not around, so then that would be enough to be called libeganza. Now the interesting part is what happens, and this is obviously, since it's such an undefined halacha, it's always going to be a suffix. Is it libe gaspa, not libe gaspa? So the Sheris Yosef, which is a sefer from the Chidah on Yichud, so he writes over there that if the makom we have a suffix, if it's libe gaspa or not, you have to go to chumra. So the etzah and the issa of Yichud is mid deraisa. When it's one man, one woman, this is going to be deraisa. Elamai, you have a hetzah maybe of vayla beir. The makom where it's libe gaspa, he says it's not shat, you have an automatic hetzah of vayla beir. The hetzah of vayla beir is limited to cases where it's not libe gaspa. So makom we have a suffix, if it's libe gaspa or not, it's not dealing with a suffix derabonon, you're dealing with a suffix deraisa, and you have to be masma. And even without this chidah, it's possible you have to be masma. Because usually it's just a chasar and yadir. If you call up a Talmud Chacham and ask him, is this libe gaspa or not libe gaspa? You call Prevoz and Eretz Yisrael. He's going to know if it's libe gaspa. He understands exactly what's libe gaspa and what's not libe gaspa. It might take a while to explain to him your relationship, but there is an answer. So it's not really a suffix. It's just you don't know what the halacha is. So it's not even a suffix b'chlal. So Makom where a person is not sure if it's a situation of libe gaspa or not libe gaspa, I've either wanted to be machmer and assume that it is a libe gaspa, and have to be chayish for the iser of yichud. Now there's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says the case of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is godly imoy kreiva. Is what happens if you have a business associated, you do business with such a person? Is that considered libe gaspa or not? So Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He says that even if you have a shaykhus, a business relationship with a person, that's enough to create a libe gaspa. And there are others who argue on this Aruch HaShulchan. I saw from Revozen, and Revozen says like this. He says, emes shvara shekirv mister einai kibas brisa kribasein. There's a svara to say that when you have a relationship business-wise with a person, it's not the same as a korov or a bas brisa. Aval metzias bezman as a mara borer. That's actually a Leah's MS Hamadida Balochas Elo. Shekirvas Mischer, the whole mini kirvas gets to the kirvat that one develops with a person who they deal business wise. Shemevil Liribi Hadvorim Voiskin, Benish Lisha, maybe Meiza Kirvat Yedidis. The Matthias says that it does bring a certain kirvat Yedidis. Valev Neutal came Lahachmer, Ladone Kaliba Gaspa. It wasn't saying that the one should be Machmer on this, because there is a certain, and that's Poshet, I think, even everyone would agree that if someone has a secretary and they want to be soymach on the hetter by the beer, they zuchi can't be soymach on the hetter by the beer. Even if the secretary's husband is around sitting in the ear, there is no hetter by the beer, because again, you sit there so many times, you talk about all different types of things with a secretary. So again, if a person is mamish nizer completely not to say any words to that, maybe he'll have the hetter. But kipshute, there's enough going on between the person that he deals with a secretary. Someone has a secretary, even if her husband is around, if it'll be a situation where there is yichud, they would not be able to be soymach on the content of the Bible beer benegayah this halacha.
Anything
about the ish of the year? So like this. The etzim, we're really out of time, but a little bit quick. So we learned a few weeks ago, the ishtim misham rasai. So the halacha shachan aruch is like this. The halacha in Steve Gimel, read the halacha shachan aruch. The halacha shachan aruch is, the chol isha shachan aruch, in ishtim imai, hareza mutlos yachari. If his wife is with him, then there's no isher of yichud. So Kapshuta the Medayek, that if it says here it says Baila Bi'ir, and there it says Ishta Ima. Ishta Ima means that she's mamish with him. There is a Lashon of the Katzaf Mishnah and there's a Beishmul which say that it has the same hetter. But Halacha Tamat all the Kalapos can argue on them, and they hold that the hetter of Ishta Mishem Rosai is different than the hetter of Baila Bi'ir. When the you're being said that the wife is going to check up, and so they give Agdara that if she's in the same building, or she's in the chaser, she's mamish around there, that will be enough to be matzah from this of yichud. But if it's the fact that she's in the city and we're coming on to this new cheshbon, that maybe she's going to punk bap in, that's not enough. If then there's a real chash that she might come home, if she went out shopping, and there's any minute she could be home, then about the ishtem mishem rosa would be enough. Any person would be enough in that case. But the new heter of vayla b'yir, we say that either because of that she's nervous, hash to also, or she has some natural fear that she has of her husband, that does not apply the other way around. So the halacha is, we have to be slim, that the wife is going to come home, it's only when she's almost immediately going to be coming home, or a case that she's in the same house, if she's not in the same room, she's in the house or in the chassid, that would be enough. Correct. If you know that she's going, right when she leaves, she tells you, right, then they would not have a hetzer.
So, did it need to say, please don't tell me where you're going? I'm working out in the
morning, it's a house. Right. So, the Shabbos has a tshuva, like such a type of an idea. He wants to say that, let's say you know that the husband went out of town and she doesn't know all these types of eitzes, and he goes back both ways, he closes the shiloh. Is if she's really out of town and the Bible be here, he closes the shiloh. So over here he says that in your case where you tell your wife not to tell you when you're coming back, again, you're going to have to be she's going to come back before this man of, it has to be very, very quick. It has to be she's just going to her neighbor. If she's getting into her car and driving away.
Normally she's going to go to the store and take care of her uncle.
Means you don't know.
Again, so
what
would.
If there's a chash that she's going to come home any second and you don't know, that should be enough. But again, it has to be that she was already out and you don't know exactly what time she's coming home and she doesn't tell you where she is. But if you see her getting into a car and you know that she's going someplace and usually she doesn't go. Again, this man yichud is very, very short, so then it's not going to work. But if she's already out and then you come home and you have no idea that she might be coming home any minute, so it could be that that would be a hetzer as well, because it touches any second.
Well,
so it'll be coming.
Yeah,
right, it'd be similar.